The Media Foundation for West Africa, with support from the GGA, is to ensure that advertisers withdraw their adverts from radio stations that encourage politics of insults as the nation prepares for elections. The two bodies will also educate the public against patronizing products of advertisers who continue to advertise on such radio stations. Offending radio stations will be identified through intensive monitoring of their programs by the Media Foundation for West Africa. Its executive secretary, Professor Kwame Kakeri, dropped the hint in Accra at the launch of an electoral campaign language monitoring project. Georgia Sikri reports.
The Media Foundation for West Africa selected 31 radio stations nationwide for the monitoring. The foundation says some of the stations were selected based on their notoriety for being affiliated to certain political parties. Others were selected based on their independence and neutrality. Experts in linguistics have also been contracted to monitor comments in local languages that constitute insults, whilst graduate teachers have been trained to monitor radio stations in the regions. Professor Karikari said Ghanaians have the right to demand decency from people who want to lead.
We have selected 31 radio stations based on certain criteria. We have identified radio stations that are clearly partisan. We have also selected radio stations that everybody can vouch are independent of influence or control by the political party. We would like to use the results of this to appeal to advertisers to withdraw
Professor Karikari called on Ghanaians to condemn those who insult the two living former heads of state and the sitting president, since such is not part of the Ghanaian culture. The General Secretary of the GGA, Bright Bleu, said the association will sustain its naming and shaming policy to discourage indecent language in the media to ensure a peaceful atmosphere in the upcoming elections. George Asikri, Radio Ghana, Accra.